quick as he can, flaming their sister.
For being that, I've heard you for a few days, but the band's been horrible. You only bought an S2 here today, really, really down there. All right, Mark, back to you. You can switch around. KC5 MPN 99.
Of the 7200 round table, the mates of the round table. no, you guys continue on. I'm enjoying the queso. K9RSY.
Man, this is... With Bob, it's like when we have queso, it matches the old 313. The old 313, before the troublemakers came in. They were such pleasurable, interesting queso.
They were a lot of good ones.
From Europe,
all the way just before you guys.
In Canada and South America.
That's a pretty good little one.
Expedition, but a little closer to home rather than some of the exotic places. Anyway, did you hear Paul this morning, VV3AXT, and of course in Belize, V31AX. He was having some fun with some of our Canadian guys at 9 o'clock. Came in on the remote, but he was publicizing the 14195, which wasn't too busy with traffic. But of course, that's right in the DX corridor type of thing. I'm not a DXer, but boy, when you get up there, you can sure see what's going on. Anyway, Don, Transprovincial Net website updated. I guess you saw the Clara ladies are off. Helen, the VE1 controller on Tuesday is going to be off for a little while, I think, till the 7th of February. So that's all good to go again, and I'll be back over there tomorrow, 3 o'clock on Tuesday and Wednesday. So it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great, Mary. By the way, I'm not sure about Dave, VE3EAC. I'll get confirmation from Grace there, but Dave's got some medical problems, and I don't know if he's going to be back on that net.
Okay, well, if you can let me know. I can't tell you, honestly, the last time I spoke to him over there, but when I did, I did. So, you know, you kind of assume that he's still there until somebody tells you. Okay, sir, anything else before we move on to H.A. to Gord?
Well, good to hear Gord on the air. I know he was off there for a while, so it's good to hear him on there again. We'll let you carry on, Barry. You have a great day. Have a great day.
Thanks, John, and first thing I'm going to do after the net is go and look at the Bear Island on Google.
Yeah, it's interesting what you can find, but you can zoom right in on it. 73, Barry.
73. And VE3 Hotel Alpha, very, very good afternoon, Gordon.
Yeah, I have been. I'm going to try something here. I'm going to try something here.
put out a couple of dulcet tones.
It's working fine. It's working fine, Gord. What rig are you running now? Okay, Gord. Just a little comment. Right after you ran the pre-recorded announcement, something happened, a little bit of disturbance or something around the edges of the audio, almost like RF or whatever. I think you've had that before, but then you've been able to hear it. So just so you are advised, okay?
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I'll work on that. If I have to use it for so long
and if you're able to let me know when you're going to do it, this just helps with any confusion with somebody that does want to do it, and they look at the matrix and they say, oh, that hour is free. But anyway, if you're able, if not, just go to town. We'd love to have you back, and we're very, very happy to hear you, Gordon. So 7-3, now I understand there's a mobile trying to get in, but please come to VE3ISX Net Control for Ontario.
Audio.
Can you pick them up, John?
I couldn't understand them. The other station that was trying to get in, I'll try to pick your call sign. I'll try again, please. No, I never came back. Maybe it's got a problem there, Barry.
No, I can't hear him either. Mind you, I've got a noise level here to choke the horse, but anyway, it is what it is. Okay, well, we're rolling right along here. It's 2:19. It's a Monday, the 27th of January, 2020. And lo and behold, on Wednesday, the pension checks get paid. So that should be a good one. Anyway, this is Ontars. Ontars looking for your check-in. Be sure to ask.
Victor,
three fine gentlemen. I've got CRE, HXF, Papa Tango Alpha, and was there one more?
VE3 Yankee Kilo.
VE3 Yankee Kilo, yes, sir. Maybe you can hear that mobile, because we're having a heck of a time. Did you hear him at all, Ken?
No. And then John, he said he wasn't sure if he was a mobile. He just said he was muffled. I didn't hear him either time, Barry. But if you want to give another shout, go listen out.
Hey, Ken?
Go ahead, John.
Who was the guy that was on the other day that tried to check in and had them muffled up audio?
Yeah, what the heck was his call?
Yeah, I remember, John.
I can't remember his call either, so I guess we're both getting older, eh?
Well, you are.
Oh, yeah. I guess I've been looking at my hair. I'm white.
Put me at the bottom of the list, sir. Glad I got in there. Go ahead, sir. VE3YK.
Sure. He said, okay, that's sort of the top of us now. Rolling, VACCRE. A very good afternoon to you and Copper Cliff. You're very, very light, but I understand next month, February, from the 6th to the 21st, you're going to be going down south, so you will probably not be doing any of your own net, and you won't be joining us here on Ontars.
beautiful day, sir. As I say, you're extremely light, but we did get that message. The VACCRE, the 3ISS.
Okay, Rolly 73. Have a good day, whatever you're up to.
And Gordon.
VD3 Hotel X-ray Fox. I'm enjoying
that recording like you would not believe. Joining me, and any traffic or anything we can do for you?
No, I don't have the 649 number.
No, I was hoping
you actually went.
That's quite one of the neighbors that get off of here. Okay, Gordon, 73.
Well, it's amazing the things that
are
on this map.
Anyway, part-time amateur, so are all your tables all set to go?
Yeah, Tom Barry, everybody on that.
Yeah, I've ordered up about three tables for St. Kitts, so we're expanding a little bit. I usually took two last year, but we're going to try for three this year and see what happens there. So I've actually got my table set up here in my shop, and I'm filling up my drawers, my junk boxes, and all of this. So we'll have a load of goodies to see if we can't keep everybody happy. Other than that, the sun's trying to take you below through here right now, so it's not bad. See, 3 PTA.
Okay, Steve, well, that's good. Three tables
of your treasures. I'm sure everybody has dealt with you before.
I've seen many ads of yours on the slot net here on Ontars. Looks like you've got some good stuff. Have you got any test equipment, any of that calibration stuff for the radio laboratory type stuff?
No, that's all gone, but Rudy over in Huxbury set the Marconi service monitor for sale if anybody's looking.
There you go.
Yeah, I haven't used one of those in years. And of course, I think, were you at Motorola? No, I was in Midland, Canada, and I used the IFR, but you know, I worked for Midland, Canada, and before that, I worked for PIE, P-Y-E, out of England.
Yeah, I think I told you the story. We actually sold our company to Midland, the Simmons people, and then they flipped it 6 months later over to you know who. Anyway, well, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it at the tables if you're not too busy on Saturday.
Good to hear you, Steve. Anything else we can do for you?
Contact. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Steve, when you're done, can we go up to 65?
Okay, let's go up to 65.
Alrighty, gentlemen, if you get lost, come on back.
Ken, D3YK, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Barry, and Gord H.A., good to hear him on there. We talked for three quarters of an hour ago, and he was trying to figure out how to get the recorder to go on. Gordy, sounds like you did it really, really well. Good morning to Rolly CRE. You didn't say hello to me. I know. I hope everything's okay. And John, of course, is John Gordon, HXF. Gordy, Denny and I are just trying to figure out a time when we can call you and maybe drop by and take you out for tea or something like that. So, and Steve's gone, too. Anyway, Barry, thanks for doing this. I'm wondering if you heard from VA3RON.
No,
they tell me he's on some holiday, some exotic holiday.
Okay, because we suggested a couple of things the other day. He's trying to run the net and just having a dreadful time with us. So we suggested a couple of things. I just wondered how he made that with them. Anyway, thanks for doing this. We're going to listen along and hope you and Judy are well and healthy and happy, and hope you had a good weekend.
Well, not too bad of a weekend, Ken. All the snow is gone, especially right at the very end of the driveway. And that's one of those things, you know, you do your driveway and then the snowplow comes along and then it freezes and you got to drive over that thing. Well, it got looked after the other day and, of course, now everything is gone. We're down to green grass. Anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to having Ron join us as a controller. The times that I heard him, he told me he was shaking like a leaf, but he didn't do too bad.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know, I'm right on a major highway, like Highway 60 here, so when the plows go by, you know, one guy goes down the middle, and the next guy does the next section, and the next guy comes over, and then a couple more guys come by, and they do the shoulder, and oh yeah, by the time they're finished, sometimes there's 5 feet of frozen, hard, old snow out there, so it keeps me out of trouble.
So you got to get the skidster out there and give it a whack?
Absolutely, which is under repair there right now. I've got to get back at that, but I don't know. I just would sooner sit in the ham shack and listen to India Sierra X-Ray.
I've had my little snooze for the afternoon, and I took a look at the time, and I said, hey, this is going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, we're opening up some new opportunities here.
I was really, really pleased, Ken. Friday, we filled the whole day with controllers.
Sunday was no slouch.
I don't know if you, I guess you didn't see the matrix, but just about everything was covered on Sunday.
I know, I do. I look at it, and I noticed my day is Friday. That's the day I get started. And you mentioned to some of the less prevalent controllers, thank them in your newsletter. And anyway, no, I noticed that, and it's all good. And yeah, I'm going to try and get my team back together again for this coming Friday.
Sounds good, Ken. And I haven't published any newsletters to the masses. There's 275 of them that go out, and there's nothing really new to say. I mean, the birthdays are all coming into play every day, and then of course with what's happening this weekend, it's all focused toward the flea market in Port Angeles lunch, and of course the thing that's going to happen in Burlington, the CJ Memorial thing that I haven't been to, and I've got to make a point of going to that one next month. Anyway, you and Daisy have a good afternoon, whatever you're up to. Stay well, and we'll talk further on down the line.
Thank you, Barry. B3YK.
Any further check-in now? This is B3ISX for the OnCars Net.
Alpha Charlie Oscar.
Your ears must be burning, Angelo. ACO, and there's one more.
DLRV.
All right, I've got DLT, and there must be still one more.
GTX, you're not in the mobile, that's for sure. Anyone else?
MRV,
there you are. I've been wondering where you are.
Anyone else?
All right, we'll put a line in the sand there. VACACO, Angelo. You all set for Saturday?
Oh, yeah, pretty well. Yeah, good afternoon, Barry. And hello to Ken over there, YK there, and everyone else there, and Marv and everyone else. Good afternoon to everybody. And, yeah, we're all set there. And, of course, we always get a table there, if you know, right? So we'll have a table there, and, of course, we'll go and greet Mr. Tim there, and for sure there, and have a quick eyeball with them. And I got a few little goodies there. Yeah, cleaning up here, you know, a little bit more, and hopefully whatever is going on here doesn't distract, we're hoping, but unfortunately, who knows? We just had a... Oh boy, we got one of the family members there, my wife's brother from up in Allison, and I don't think he's going to pull through. He's on life support there. So yesterday morning, we spent the whole day up here at Prio at the hospital, and
They couldn't do nothing for him up at Allison in the hospital. They had to bring him down here to Peel, and I hope that doesn't disappear. And also, we've booked a trip, too, right? So, well, I don't know what's going to happen here. But anyway, that's all we can do. Barry, and hopefully, I don't know, if he comes out of this, I don't know, but it doesn't look like. My wife's there. I dropped her off there this morning. I had to go do a couple of things. I had to go check on my son's basement there. He had a, because of the rain and everything else, if it was leaking or not. And he's down south, and hopefully he gets back. And I got a full house coming in. Her three sisters so far are coming from Newfoundland here to Toronto here to see the brother. So it's going to be a full house here the next few days after tomorrow, Barry. VA3 ACO.
Okay. Well, first of all, our thoughts go to the family at this time. And if it is what it is, it'll, whatever takes place will take place. And what more can we say? Anyway, Ken YK was asking about Ron, V-A-C-R-O-N. No. You know what? I'm thinking of ASO. V-A-3-A-S-O. Where is he?
Jack, is it Gargoyle, Jimmy?
No, Ron, V-A-C-A-S-O, Ron.
Oh, he's up in Brickford, right?
Yeah, but didn't he go away on a holiday?
He might have gone to Jamaica, maybe. I heard something about that, Jamaica. Yes, maybe he's gone.
That's what I thought. And Ken, I apologize. I know you said V-A-C-R-O-N, and I know who you're talking about.
And,
I thought the wrong thing. That's the second time I've made a mistake today.
Not to worry.
Anyway, ASO on the brain. Because normally, well, he'll probably be, if he's back from Jamaica, he'll be tagging along with you, or he'll have old Yilner with him.
I was trying to get a hold of him, and that's what I was going to do. Now, remember, last time we talked, I got to get after him, because if we get him down, he'll bring Matt with him.
Good afternoon. Hello, Ken. 7-3, VA3ACO clear and shutting everything down.
Hey, Ashley, I'm trying to get in there, bud, to say hi. I hope you're well. Sorry to hear about your buddy in the hospital.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I know.
That'll be the third brother.
There's a bunch of
them gone, right? We've still got another three more brothers in Newfoundland still. Four. So, anyway. I think one sister's not coming, but the other three sisters are coming down. I don't know about the rest of them, but so far that's what I'm probably going to get stuck going to pick them up tomorrow. Anyway, 7-3 to all. Have a great afternoon.
Okay, Ange, thank you. And again, our thoughts are with you. Okay, VATDLT, Dennis in beautiful downtown Frogmore. Come on in.
Well, good afternoon, Barry. And, beautiful downtown, yeah, right on, eh? Not even a tour here. Can't even buy anything. So keep your money in your pocket if you're traveling through here, because you won't spend anything. You know, things in Hamilton are pretty good.
Yeah, we're pretty good. The temperature is 5 degrees. The grass is green. And, of course, I don't know. They pump.
You just running barefoot, Tom?
Yeah, just feet side.
I'm afraid to run.
It wasn't the last time.
What power level is that trap good for?
That rig is a good kilowatt, Rick. You know, they rigged them back when. So that's the question I have. Really, what are they rigged at? CW, right? AM or something may be different, but
yeah, that could be a very aggressive rating.
The paperwork I got here does say a kilowatt and a half, but
yeah, but that's not continuous duty.
Well, I just wonder what the splits are, you know, what the peaks are. I see my average with it, or
peak and low power with it. That always meter can't keep up with it, is what I'm saying. Even the Berg watt meter can't.
That's because you're talking too fast.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll try and go a little bit quieter.
Yeah, you left yourself wide open for that one.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
You sound good here. You're 10 over. Tom, I got a look there and see. You're probably about the same.
Well, he's probably running power, though, isn't he, Rick?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm running 700.
Okay, 700. Hey, you guys are about the same, I think.
Oh, well, there's 50 watts. How do 50 watts work?
Well, that's S9. And I think you're about... With your amplifier, you're about 10 dB stronger.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, maybe even more than that. There's a band that's flopping around. It's hard to tell.
Well, I went out and shoveled my driveway off. I wasn't going to do anything real. Just push it off and call it clean again.
So what's that at 160 these days?
Well, I haven't been on sideband up there in quite a while.
Well, Russ was talking to me earlier this morning, and he's got terrible problems with cramps, leg cramps. Seems to me he goes up to his cabin there for the weekend with the boys. You know what that means, the boys. Seems to me when he gets back, he's got a day of recovering. Now, I don't know what that means.
Now, there could be something to that. Alcohol can do that.
I don't know, but he's having a terrible time with cramps. He's going to have a knee replaced, Tom.
Well, yeah, I wish, well, he'd probably be fine. I just had bad luck.
Well, I guess the problem is with the leg cramps, he's worried that if he's having a cramp during the operation, that could be a problem. But I think they can calm that down.
Oh, yeah, that's not a big deal for when they're in surgery, cramps right down anyway.
What's that?
I just followed your ID there. K2SA.
W2RM.
W2DDA. Well, that's what he's worried about. I just say he's worried he's going to have leg cramps when they're trying to operate. I think being sedated will calm that down, wouldn't you think?
Well, the anesthesia does that. It relaxes the entire, neuroskeletal system.
He said they cut the whole knee out and put an artificial one, the whole thing. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, they cut the bone and then they insert an articulating joint in there.
Oh, okay.
I've had it done twice. To the same knee.
Not good.
There's something about alcohol and leg cramps because when I've been on the boat and I've been into it, you know, at the club I go to across the street, I've had leg cramps on the boat at night after I've consumed, quite a few beers. It's related to that.
No, I get them at night, and I haven't been drinking anything for 2 months here, and I'll get them at night when I lay down. Not all the time, just one. I don't know what, you know, what it is.
It might be the lack of movement because maybe too much movement because of the, and it builds up my lack of attention.
I didn't do a whole lot of movement yesterday. I didn't have any problem last night. You know, I went out and shoveled a little bit today. We'll see if that's true. That may be the culprit.
I misspoke. I said when you move an awful lot, you get oxygen deprivation to the muscle. And when that happens, you build up lactic acid.
So you call air bubbles in the muscle, huh?
No, it's the inability to convert, it gets into some serious biochemistry. What it does is it fills up lactic acid, which gives you leg cramps.
I tell you, they can really hurt.
Yeah, I can testify that. They're really painful.
I don't know what the urge to do. I just lay there and let it go through its cycle. That's all I can do.
Best thing to do is get up and walk on it.
Yeah, that'll tend to subdue it. I've also found that hot water in the area will that'll subdue it too.
Oh. When Jim there was telling Russ about some rub-a-dub tough stuff, and I used me or Russ said it wasn't working for him, Jim.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's a matter of getting the circulation to the muscle.
I remember hearing my dad scream at night from that.
I get cramps in my hands if I, if I got a tool, like a wrench or something, and I'm closing, all of a sudden my left hand will start to cramp up, and if I run it under hot water, that seems to take it away.
Mm.
However, there's not always hot water around, like when you're working on the boat.
What's your plan there, Mr. T.T.? You getting tired of winter, or are you just going to stick it out?
I'm going to stick it out.
Okay.
I'm not going to Florida this year.
I got some bad news yesterday. My wife's son, you know, the one that got leukemia here a year ago, they've been treating it, and they had him, he was doing really well, everything was going well. Well, now it's coming back again. He had his brother gave him a bone marrow transplant, and it's coming back on him.
Where is he being treated?
Strong.
Well, between you and I and the fence post, if I were that close, this close to Roswell Park, I'd be there.
Well, I know what you're saying, and I wouldn't interject any of that, but he's a macho guy. So he has weightlifting and he does all this stuff, and he is not supposed to be doing any of that, but he's been doing it. And they just told him to take leisurely walks every day. That's what he needed. And being a macho guy, he thinks he's out of the woods. Well, now it's coming back on him, and I don't know what they're going to do. I guess something about you've got to save your energy for your body to fight off the white cells disappear. That's what happened, right?
No, they build up.
They build, okay. That's the problem.
Hospital is one of the top cancer hospitals in the United States.
Other people because they know what they want to do and they're going to do what they want to do. My wife's very upset about it. She lost her other son to a heart attack shoveling snow, and now this one, and she's only got one daughter and one boy. It's so far doing okay. The daughter's husband has the Parkinson's, so a lot of things going on in her family.
That doesn't sound good.
No, they've had a pretty good run up till now, and then things are falling apart. But and her first husband died of brain cancer at, 40 years old or so. And she's wondering if I don't know if it's inherited. I don't know if a lot of these things are inherited or just whatever.
There's a certain predisposition to some cancers, but not all.
Yeah. So, Jim, did you get the propane guy straightened out?
Yeah, they're coming Thursday.
Uh-huh. It should be a pretty good year so far. It hasn't been really, really awfully cold.
Propane in our
region? No, the whole house runs on propane. We run about 1,000 gallons a year here.
Anybody here? This is A2G.
Oh, there he is.
Just us old people.
Yeah, I was out shopping here, so I got in here a little late.
What'd you buy me?
I didn't buy you anything. You don't. We don't eat anything that you eat.
Well, that was nice of you.
So what's going on, guys?
What was that? Somebody bumped the dial?
Yeah, somebody was high.
Well, Rick, you got to talk some more. I'm trying to clarify you here, and you don't talk anymore.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess I'll do a little talking. Steve, I was just about to send you a text message and let you know where we were.
Yeah, I think I texted you I'd be a little late.
Oh, you did? Okay. I'll have to check it.
Yeah, I think I did. I was in the store when my alarm went off, and I said, oh, darn, I'm missing you guys.
I did not get the message.
Oh.
Wow.
Tom, do you pay for the high-speed internet thing here?
Well, yeah, I get the, I don't know, whatever it is. Give me from Spectrum.
Yeah, do they charge you more?
No, I don't know, it's $44 or something.
That's on top of the oven?
Well, the whole thing is like $150.
A2SA.
A2G.
W2TD.
W2L.
How funny that I'm here.
I didn't know you were in here, Tom. Hi.
Good to hear you, Steve.
Yeah, am I loud enough? I'm only running that barefoot power.
Yeah, you're loud here.
You're only 10 over here.
Good signal.
Okay, good. Yeah, I kind of forgot the schedule, and then I have an alarm set, but it's only like 10 minutes, a 10-minute warning, so I think I got to maybe extend that a little bit more.
Using your CW identifier, Harold?
Yep, it's the same one. Yep, I am wired it up to the other radio jack. I'm not even sure I'm gonna. My 1000 is still my favorite.
Yeah,
you're not impressed with the 7300?
No, it's okay. I'm getting used to it. I'm getting, extra meters of all the do's and don'ts and ups and downs and all the curves that it throws me.
I liked mine when I had it.
Yeah, it's okay. You're an old man like me. You gotta give me time to get into the matters. You know, I have to stir them. The matter gets kind of thick between the ears. It's been that way, you know.
You know, at that stage, then you'll never get there.
Well, that's okay, too. I got work I should do on the big amplifier here. There's kind of a cool jungle there. I did modifications to it here, a year ago, and a bunch of diodes just hanging there, and I got a board, and I got some made up ready to go, and I just keep saying, I don't feel like doing that, and it's working. Why should I try to break it?
Yeah, if it ain't
Pro 6. It's still in the R&D, situation here. You would call what would be the word? Prototype. At least still in the prototype.
What were you doing to it?
Well, I've been messing with the bias system and some diodes and things. And I've been wanting to put a board under. I've got a switch where I could switch in more or less. Whatever. I haven't done that yet. And I was in 100 mils, so that's plain. That's not a problem. When I tee it.
Rationale behind it, because it does give the kid a chance to make the necessary improvements to maybe pull up to a passing grade, and at the same time he or she is unable to use those grades for any kind of future development, i.e. going to college or something like that. So there's a decent rationale behind it.
I don't agree, but that's okay.
Not many people agree with me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, when I was in college, a lot of times the highest grade on an exam in college might be a 50. I've seen that many times.
That's when they're marking on the curve.
Yep, they make it they're challenging, and in the end, you know, it sort of comes out at the end. But, yeah, you never know where you stand the whole course.
That used to drive me bonkers.
Well, I can understand that process. It goes back to the professor or the teacher. They have to look in their own book, and maybe I'm not doing a job.
Well, I hate to have to do this, fellas, but I've got to make a phone call, and I will look for you all another time. It was kind of fun to get in here in the afternoon and say hello to everybody, and we'll look for you next time. W2TDX, go on.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Take care.
The target was to try to do this on Mondays at 2:30 around this frequency.
I'll keep that in mind.
See you, Tom. Bye. This is A2J.
Yeah, see you, Tom. Bye, Tom.
Well, I just thought that was interesting, Sheila. We had lunch together the other day, talking about it, and she told me that because a lot of the kids will use that system instead of really improving. So that's the pros and cons, of course.
What do you do with a kid that does absolutely nothing, turns nothing in? I can't answer any questions.
The only thing I can say is the teacher should get at least attempt to give him some help, him or her, if that's the case. And then if they don't accept help, well, then you've done your part. But that's where I would think there ought to be a way for somebody to step in and either help this person or find out what's going on. But they don't do it because they don't have time. I understand that part.
W2CNP.
W2CNP, this is W2ABQ, name is Harold in Batavia, New York.
Okay, Harold, hello there, W2ABQ. This is Whiskey 2, Charlie November Papa. I'm in New Jersey. And who's the other fellow out there? I'm hearing him a little stronger.
Well, there's three of us. This is K2 Sierra Alpha. I'm near Rochester, New York.
Okay, yeah, that's you, K2 Sierra Alpha. Yeah, I hear you the loudest. I heard the other fellow say that he's going to make a phone call, so I don't know how many out there were total. But anyway, yeah, I heard you saying earlier that you got snow to shovel out there and everything, but I'm here, right here at the Jersey Shore in the Edison, Perth Amboy area, right on the Raritan Bay, and we haven't had any measurable snow here yet, just a couple of dustings and a little slush. But yeah, we're out there trying to ski every weekend, my girlfriend and I, up in the Poconos. She's a ski patroller there at Camelback, and it's just been awful. It's been awful this winter so far, but I guess you guys are closer to the Great Lakes up there. You're getting more snow, is that it?
Oh, lots of snow here.
Yeah, I'm only about 35 miles from Lake Erie, or 30 miles from Lake Ontario. I'm near Buffalo.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're always getting all that lake effect snow up there, yeah. So, yeah, if we want any decent snow, we got to go up to Vermont, you know. So it's always pretty good up there. But here, right here in the Poconos and the Catskills, it's just been, you know, hit or miss, whatever they can man-make. And then it seems like every weekend we get a rainstorm, you know. So whatever snow they make during the week, it just gets all slushed up again. But, yeah, it's just been one of those winters, you know. So I don't envy you guys, though, having the shovel. I mean, I haven't put any gas in my snow blower this winter, nor the previous one. I never even had to gas it up yet. So, you know, I've been counting my blessings that way. But if you like snow, this, you know, this has not been the time down here.
What's the name there?
The name here is Greg. That's G-R-E-G, Gregory.
A-Q-S-I.
Okay, Greg. Hey, I gotta get out of here. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer here, so it's time for me to decide what's gonna be on the agenda. W2ABQ in Batavia, New York. Good to hear you, Rick and Steve and Greg and Tom is down the road, so see y'all later. Everybody sounded great. And Jim, you sound marvelous here today on the meter.
Houston.
W2ABQ Corp.
Okay, nice talking to you there. Hopefully I'll catch you again.
Yeah, there was two other stations here. AE2G, are you still there? K2SA?
Yeah, I'm here. This is AE2G. Greg, we're located in Clarence, New York, and name is Steve.
Greg, did you copy Steve in Clarence, New York, near Buffalo?
No, I just heard a little signal, but I hadn't really no audio on him. Maybe he's got a beam that might be turned the other way or something, but no, I can't copy the other fella.
Yeah,
it's okay. I don't have I didn't turn the power on.
And Jim, W2RFM, are you there?
W2RFM. Yeah, I'm still trying to clarify you here. You sound like you're 100 hertz high.
I'm guessing I'm going to quit. We'll see you guys all later. This is K2SA. You'll be clear.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here, too. And sorry I missed. Got in here late, guys. This is AE2G.
Okay, K2SA, thanks for the comeback. I'm going to back out, too. This is W2CNP. I'm going to switch bands. So thank you for return call, and hope to talk to you again. W2CNP, clear.
Yeah, Rick, W2RFM. Yeah, you sound much better to my ear when I turn down, when I lower the frequency 100 hertz. Very interesting. But anyway, see you guys later, W2RFM.
Anybody left? KAQUFP.
Yeah.
something with that coolie overpick.
And there's so many trails and stuff, so maybe
five or six trails. And I did about 2.5 miles, and I'll tell you, even though it was warm, the wind kind of gets you, so you gotta dress accordingly and be able to unzip as you get heated up, so to speak. Okay, this is W2FT. Last call for this round. Are there any other check-ins? Please call. Okay, Gabe, KZ2A, W2FT.
W2FT in the group, KZ2A. Well, good afternoon to you, Roger, Bill, and Josephine, and John. Well, it's 41 degrees, 8 miles an hour. The wind is 8 miles an hour from north, but it's kind of chilly out there. And I wasn't making it last Friday, so I'm not quite up to date what's happening with Frank, so somebody can enlighten me for that. W2HNQ, Roger, pick it up, KZ2A.
Oh, thank you, Gabe. Thanks, Gabe. Is that 28? W2HNQ. Very good. Well, I heard it too, but I'll let somebody with a little more knowledge of it tell you about it, Gabe. It's not nice. Well, today was, I got ambitious. I looked, went out to put the rubbish out in the tin cans, and oh my goodness, my garbage pail cans are all filled right up to the top. And that means one thing. I got to take a little run over to the transfer station. So I opened up a 40-gallon bag and put all the rubbish in it and put it all on the truck and took a 7-mile trip and got rid of all the garbage and rubbish. It cost me $2. Back home with all empty cans and all nice and clean around here. Very good. So that was my afternoon project, and I got here about, I got back in here just about 5 of them, and everything is looking good. But boy, this slush out here, I can't shovel it, I can't blow it, so I just leave it, it'll melt. So with that, K is WA2, JKY, WA2HNQ.
WA2HNQ, WA2JKY. Okay, very good there, Roger. And, well, you got rid of all your garbage. That's good. And I don't think you or me. Of course, you get a little snow sometimes comes down. But I don't think anybody's expecting soon. So. Something's coming in for Saturday, and we'll have to see. Saturday, Sunday, maybe, whatever. It's that time of the year, we just got to sit back and enjoy it. Okay, let's see what else. We didn't do much today. As Harry said, when you go out for a walk, it could be kind of cool. Because we have no paths or trails here. He goes up to a nice park and does a nice little walk around. At least in the park, if you get in some of the trails, you get some trees that break up the breeze. But here they just blow around down the streets, and it was kind of biting. But that was in the afternoon. I think Harry went this morning. It was a little calmer when we were out, but in the afternoon it kind of started getting nasty, if you know what I mean. Keeps looking like snow, but they say there's nothing in the forecast, so I'm sticking with that. No complaints at all. And I'm running a 7,000, so I want to run that a little bit before I go to something with a little bit more power there, John, or maybe conditions will improve as we go along. I just want to make sure I don't have any problems with it. It seems like it's doing what it's supposed to do. I'm not too sure what that is. Hi. So up there to you, John, WA2DRG, WA2JKY.
All right, WA2JKY, WA2DRG. You went down there, but you did come back up. So I missed some of what you were saying at the kind of the beginning of your transmission there, Bill. But, okay, very good on the 7,000. Is that a Yaesu rig? I'm not sure. Yeah, it must be. And, this is the 7300 and the little GLA 1000 with the new capacitors that I put in about 3 years ago. You know, you're fair around, you think a year went by, and it's really like 2 or 3 years. And, you know, I've been doing all day here is messing around with a checkbook register. Very, very guilty of not reconciling for quite a long time, and it's almost impossible. series. So I keep good records, but sometimes you don't put something in or something. Anyway, when I say I keep good records, I keep all the statements, and I can go back a number of years, and so that's what I've done. And I'm back 2 years now, and I think I'm going to have to go back to the third year. Oh, it's nuts. It's really. I used to be very, very systematically every month would balance things off, and I don't know what happened here, but just got kind of hectic, and I guess I didn't do it. And now I'm paying the price. But at any rate, it's one of those little challenges that I'm going to have to step up and take care of. Anyway, weather-wise, we're just in that, freezing mode here, 32 degrees, light wind out there, not too bad, but it's slushy out there. We had some overnight snow, about 2 inches. Gabe, you're asking about Frank. And all that I had heard from my wife, who is on Facebook with Lisa, Frank's wife, is that Frank went into hospice here last week, I think Friday, and so that's the news that we had so far, and nothing more. But that certainly is not a good sound to have to go to hospice. So I'm sorry to have to report that. Anyway, didn't hear anybody else checking in, so it looks like I'm holding the candle, and I'm going to turn it back up to Harry there, W2FT, WA2DRG.
Okay, very good, John. WA2DRG, W2FT. Well, you're 7300, and that little Dentron's doing a good job for you down here. You know, band conditions are getting better, I think, a little later in the afternoon now. And as we start moving toward daylight savings time, it might get a little later in increments, so we'll see what happens. I got an email from Paul, PGS, that AC2UQ gave him about the times that the potato net up in Maine, and they have the same, they're on 75 meters here like us, and they have the same, around the same time, give or take an hour or so, and they move, they're recommending moving their net in increments maybe two or three times until they get back into the nighttime. But that's something that can be discussed down the road. Right now I can copy up everybody, and I'm not on SDR. As a matter of fact, the laptop that I use is being charged up, so, but I can hear everybody, no problem. And I have nothing to add, Gabe, to what Frank said, what John said about Frank. As far as we know, he's in hospice, and nothing new has been publicized as far as I know. I know that between Lisa and Facebook with Kenny, and I think Billy gets calls and with Kenny, and of course Paul is lives there, so I think between all of the three or four stations there, they kind of would probably want to get an update or so and share with the net here, I would think, and I'm sure they do. Okay, this is W2FT, 7 to 9 net. Are there any other check-ins? Please call.
K1RGO.
Okay, Sal, K1RGO, we got you. Anybody else?
AC2UQ.
There he is, AC2UQ. Paul, okay, anyone else? Okay, Sal, would you pick it up and give it over to Paul? This is W2FT.
Hey, W2FT in the group, K1RGO. We got a gray day here. Looks like rain's coming, 44 degrees. And kind of raw out there. And not much else doing here. I was playing around with a mixer circuit there. I'm going to probably got to found a couple of crystals, and it brings me on approximately 370.6 kilohertz, which I'm going to divide by two for that other beacon to get me in the watering hole. So yeah, I got the crystals working and the oscillator circuit. I'm going to play around with a couple mixers there. I'm going to have to modify what I have there. Meanwhile, I'm doing a divide by 64 Crystal on 186.85, when I get in the 185.3. The fuel that's left, there's only 10 of us. There used to be like 30 and maybe even more in the past, but they're still listening there on 1750 meters. That's a nice band. I threw on the beacon last night and went to the, let's see, not the FIS, the other one there, NA5B. And it's on there right now. If I kick out the mute, I don't know if I'm going to hear myself. It's, things keep buffering here. But anyway, yeah, I did hear my beacon on there the other day. Yeah, so it's getting out there on 630 meters. Not too much activity there, though. Even the digital was down the other day for some odd reason. I guess they're getting bored with it. And they're working everybody they can work. Yeah, nobody wants to get on CW. The 160 meter CQ contest was a blast. I got on there over the weekend. I didn't, I was tempted to, but I don't know. I'm not going to do like I did stay up overnight, but I did stay up to about 11 anyway, and I worked, got three pages worth of a bunch of stations. DX was coming in, but too many pile ups and didn't hear them that well, but that was a more, populated, I think, than the Stu Perry 160 contest. So my iambic here got a workout, got a little loose too. And I got to put a little shuku on there on those knurled nuts. But anyway, that's what's happening here. Over to Paul, and I don't know who else is in here. I'll say hi to Paul, and I don't know how. I wonder how Frank's doing. AC2UQ and a group Q and RTO.
K1 RTO. Good afternoon, Sal. Thank you. And Paul, AC2UQ here in New Paltz, New York. And from what I've heard so far, good afternoon to you, Harry. Thanks for running the net. And I heard reference to Gabe. I heard John. Wasn't that I couldn't hear Gabe. I just tuned in after he had called the first one in. Bill, W8JKY, I think, is out there. And Rogers, W8HMQ. 41 degrees here in New Paltz, 7 to 10 mile an hour wind. And over the weekend, I wanted to help out our local club. So I tuned in for the Winter Field Day event. Most bands usually hanging in around the lower end of the general licensee group, and managed to get 22 contacts, including North Dakota, which I didn't have. North Dakota. One day I'll get a work all state. A lot of fun, and I spent some time today sending out QSL cards. And in the mail today came a QSL card. I said, boy, that guy was fast. It turns out it was a QSL card from January of 2019. The guy must have sat down and found that I sent him a card or something. But I'm looking forward to getting that done. And I did finally get on the net and ask about the relationship of cold weather arthritis. I have not been diagnosed with it, but I noticed a little beeping when it gets a little cold, when the barometer drops precipitously. And sure enough, they say there is a relationship. Sal, you probably know all about that. One of the main reasons, like checking in, Harry, and I'm going to take this my one and done, since I have to leave a little early to pick up my grandson today. My daughter fell, and she wants to pick up early. And she's the commander in chief. But I did get a text, a nice little text from Frank yesterday about 10:30 in the morning. Very brief. Maybe you could visit tomorrow, Tuesday. It turns out Tuesday's going to work best. He said there are a few things I'd like to talk to you about. That's the message. Of course, I said I'd be there, and I'll be going tomorrow. I'm waiting for an exact time, but if I go early in the day, I'll get on the net and report on that. I'm not sure that Frank
I have to confirm this with Lisa or Frank, and I expect to hear back late today or early tomorrow. Frank may not have entered a hospice. He may be getting assistance from hospice people who visit. I'll clarify that as well. But it was good to hear from him. He does want to talk, and I know that he cares about everyone on the net. He knows, and I told him, Lisa, and I did just that on Facebook as well, that everybody is keeping him in their thoughts and prayers. So that's about, excuse me for coughing like that. That's about it for now, Harry. So I'll make this my 73 round. Sorry I can't stick around. I hope you're all well. I look forward to checking in tomorrow. This is AC2UQ back to our net control, W2FT.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. AC2UQ, W2FT, for the information. And we'll see what happens, after we get some more information there. And hopefully Frank is maybe listening on the SDR and all. And he realizes that we're praying for him. So hopefully, he'll get that and maybe it'll perk him up a little bit. Hi. Okay, let's see. Oh, Bill, I wanted to tell you that I forgot in the last round you did cut out two or three times. Brief, but you did cut out, so you still have the problem. Number one. Number two, the DX, today we had 14 sunspots for my the program that I'm on, and just for anything, I got on, usually I'm looking for a lot of CW signals on this morning, and I got on, and I went up to the phone portion of 20 meters, and I just tuning around to see where the propagation was, and I heard a G2FT calling, and I said, gee, I got to work that guy, so I called him, his name was David. He's in northern England, right on the North Sea there. And I said, gee, I like that call, so we had a little fun with that. But I, when you hear a G2FT, I'm W2FT, it's sort of a little unique there. And he was happy I called him. So we're probably going to exchange cards and so on. But I did make a card. A lot of Europeans coming in, a lot of Europeans. The numbers were good as far as, with the sunspots, with 14 sunspots. I think the solar flux index was about 74, which is better than in the 60s. And the A was below 7, and I think the K was 2, 1 or 2. So the numbers were good. So at least, but it don't last long. So that's the problem there. You work the gray line, and maybe you'll get some long distance stuff, but it still has a lot to be desired. But it's something that's definitely positive, and we can look forward to hopefully better band conditions in the future. This is W2FT. Are there any other check-ins for the 7-9 net? Okay, just to mention, of course, everybody heard Paul did sign, so Sal, you have the candle, and I'm going to take it from the top. KZ2A, W2FT.
W2FT, KZ2A. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, John, Harry, and Paul, to bring me up to date. That's interesting about he may not be in hospice, but hospice looks after him. Speaking of DX, I'm looking at the DX window here. It's two VKs, VK3CW and VK3DWBs on there. DW and the European. So apparently 80 meters, 75 meters is open to Europe and to Rome, but to Australia. W2H and you, Roger, pick it up, easy to it.
Boy, that big fat boy below is so fired up, and boy, he really raised Kane about 35, 40 cc's wide, and he's tall, way up into the scope. Get a big signal on AM. Wow. I've seen big signals, but boy, that one takes the cake. Very good. So, but he sure is bad at the bottom, that's for sure. Too much, I guess. Hi. Well, let's hope for the best for Frank, because boy, I'm telling you, that is something. He's been through it, and
Oh, man, it's murder. Yes, yes. And I have a pretty good knowledge. My nephew, he retired from IBM and was getting ready to start rotating. He bought a tag along in a truck, and he was going to do some traveling here in his life. And he made one trip, came back, was sick, and ended up with prostatic cancer, and lasted just about 7 months. At 61 years old, what a shame. A brilliant little guy, too. Yeah. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, so we just have to live with it. Yes, yes. Yeah, I got rid of my junk. Yeah, boy. It's all clear. All the papers and all the tin cans and recyclables that I had over the place in the garage and boxes and cans. It's all gone. Nice and clean. Lots of room. Boy, I'll tell you what. I had a pretty full. That old pickup was about half full. So it was a lot of junk. But it's nice that they only charge you for the garbage. The recyclables are free. So the rubbish, I should say. $2 a bag, regardless what size it is. And I use a 40 gallon bag, so I get a lot of stuff in it. I get my money's worth, that's for sure. Of course, I'm a tight watch, you know that. Hi, hi. Okay, so with that, over to Bill, WA2JKY.
WA2HNQ, WA2JKY. Okay, thank you, Harry, for the report. I switched radios, so I still got some kind of intermittent problem in there that just comes and goes. I really got to look at this more. I can't seem to find anything wrong. I ought to go in the menus and just see if I might have some box on or something like that, and I may be moving away from the mic or something. And I don't know what it is. It doesn't seem to be any of the wires, connections, mic, or what have you, because everything is showing that it's in transmit and what have you. So we'll see. Look at it a little bit more. Let's see. Thank you, Paul. Well, Paul's gone, but thanks for the update on Frank. Now we kind of have a little better understanding. He's under hospice care. That's what Lisa put in the Facebook page. But care, I thought that meant that he was in hospice, but I guess they're just coming to the house and what have you. So we understand what's going on, and you'll see him tomorrow, and we'll probably get a better update on everything tomorrow. Let's see what else we have here. Fine business there, Sal, on hearing your station, station on, what is it, NA5C down there in Washington. I wonder how many other stations you've listened to see what areas you're getting in the best, what is favoring and what have you. You know, you go to different stations and then you can see where your beacon is pointed to, more or less, even though it's probably a vertical, if not, but still it's interesting to look at that stuff. And today I'm not using the SDR and I hear everybody, so we're doing okay. I hear you up there, John, but you were running more power than me. I was just running about 100 watts before. And let's see what else we have here. There was something else I wanted to comment on, and I'll remember it as soon as I sign. So let me sign. With that, I'll kick it over to you, John, WA2DRG, WA2JKY.
WA2JKY, WA2DRG. Much better copy now, Bill. And so I'm not able to tell you, but your signal is steady. It doesn't go up and down. So there you are, whatever that tells you. And okay, Roger, boy, don't talk too loud. I don't want the people up here to hear that you have to pay to put your stuff in the dumps. I drive over there and I could take a truckload. And the guy just looks at me and looks to make sure I got a sticker on my truck. And I think that cost, it was $1 or 50 cents, you know, for the sticker, because they don't want people driving in from the nearby towns. But they have these giant, devices that can be picked up by a tractor trailer and towed it away, big metal, containers as big as a truck, like a semi-sized truck, and it takes all the recyclables and papers and the trash, the actual garbagey garbage that goes in another receptacle, the same thing. And they even have, if you have brush and stuff, they have a big device there that will grind it all up and compost, you know, put it into piles. And folks, you'll see them in the spring, they'll be over there with their trucks and getting, you know, barrels full of composting to put around their shrubs and things like that out in the out in their front yards and so on. So that's kind of a neat thing, but I think it's all built into our taxes that we're paying. Here goes the phone, so I'm going to get it and turn it over to Sal. K1RGOWA2DRG.
Okay, W2DRG and the group K1RGO with that again. Let's see, Roger, Bill, Josephine, John, and of course Harry. And okay, on G2FT, pretty good. And 14 sunspot, yeah, that's pretty good. 160 was good for a while, David. I was just in that contest, and I was overwhelmed by local stuff. I don't know, Midwest and things like that. Did hear some of the other ones, but it was just overwhelming. I didn't want to strain too much. I just gave out points and had fun and did a workout there on my iambic and then made use of it. It's much better than the other key as far as for a long term, especially a long QSO, as my wrist and thumb start hurting on the other one from arthritis. This spares me that pain. But the weather has been so changeable, both thumbs have been acting up. Not too bad there. The hands are stiff, a little lower back, and what's really bothering me was my knee. That got strained out, my right knee. Now it's my right shoulder and forearm. So anyway, I had to take a naproxen, good old leave. That helps. I don't want to overdo it and get gastrointestinal bleeding, so I do a block maybe 3 days or just once. And that's what I took because pretty stiff, boy, in the morning. With this weather change, it gets warm out there, move around. I'm pretty good. I know one time when I had a bee sting out, and my thumb swelled up there and got all red at, from the yellow jacket. I don't know how many stings I had, but I quickly took a Benadryl, and then I got a shot because I was swelling up, and I wanted to make sure. Anyway, I got a shot, and I guess it was cortisone. I think that's what he said it was, but it was just a whole body shot. Just shortly after it, it's amazing how the swelling went right down, and for about a week I enjoyed pain-free joints. I felt like a young kid there. I didn't realize how much that my father had it. It must be hereditary. It's mainly inflammation. I guess there's the 5-LOX in some of the supplements there. It does help with that. You got the, it's quite complex there between COX-2 inhibitors, COX-1 inhibitors, and there's a whole thing, a whole study on that with causing the inflammation there. It's anacaric acid or something that produces this. It's amazing we can walk and chew gum at the same time, but that's what I do every winter, and I guess as I get older, I feel it more. Lower back, there was a whole thing on, I looked in an old book there from Life Extension, you know, going into real detail about some of the functions there and, different enzymes, et cetera, and the whole pathology of arthritis, and I found that they circled each joint comparing with OA and RA. So I guess I got OA. Every joint that they circled, I feel. Yeah, a little bit near the metatarsals on both feet, both knees, both thumbs, neck, every part that they showed, I have. that felt something or other. So yeah, it was pretty in depth. I didn't read all of it, but I was every once in a while I'll just review, try to figure out what you can do. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can take too, ginger and all that. But anyway, and then figure I fill it in on Paul there with, because he says he's getting a lot of arthritis there. Yeah, it's no fun. Once you get moving, though, it's all right. But like my old man would say, you get up in the morning, everything's stiff for what should be. So that's what that is. And, okay, let's see if I covered everything on, okay, on Franklin Hospice Care. That's what my mother had toward the end there. The thing is, they'll care for you there, but I guess your body, get that immune system going, and you can probably get out of there. Yeah, they've seen instances where people were there, and they would come right out of it, and you know, and before they go in there, be a couple of years before they would have to go back in it or have something, and they would just normally just heal and come out of it. So I don't know what the probability is and all that, but there's always some hope there. Let's see. And what else do I have here? Oh, yeah, the garbage. Yeah, we have two trucks that come up. We have the blue bin with the recyclables, and they had a whole, you know, different areas where they put the glass, and they have the cardboard. And then we have our regular garbage trucks that we have there, have here, paid by your tax dollars at work. And the last thing I did was I got some... this is supposed to be a new repeater around here, but I didn't seem to key it. I don't know if it's too low or if it's off now or it's in somebody's house, I guess. It was made in foreign, but so I reprogrammed it. It didn't give me any PL, so I don't know if I have to reprogram that tone squelch or what. But it has it's a fusion repeater, so hopefully we can contact it. I got contacted by email, someone I did work on that band there. Anyway, I just talked long enough here, and I guess I'm holding the candle. W2FT in the group, QNRGO.
Okay, Sal. K1RGO, W2FT.
7-9 net. Very good. And, you know, sometimes with the, I know with the hospice, that you have to have a nurse, you know, certain injections, like, you need a medical professional if there's anything like that, that they come in and they would take care of, check medications and all, instead of just staying in the hospital where you really, you know, don't need a lot of time, you know, with the injections or whatever treatment, they're more comfortable at home, that's for sure. I mean, that's the way to go if you can do that. And okay, fine on everything else. Let's see.
Yeah, temperature's still holding out about 45, but it feels colder. I don't know. It's just that it's clouded up. You know, it's been mostly that way down here. So my temperature's close to our temperature is close to what Sal said up by him. So not much difference. This is W2FT for the 7-9 net. Do we have any other check-ins? Okay, nothing heard. So we'll take it from the top. KZ2A, W2FT.
W2FT in the group, KZ2UL. My apologies to you, Sal. I forget to say good afternoon to you, too. Well, what else I can tell you? The older you get, the more aches and pains you're going to get. That's from experience. Knock on wood, I can't complain too much, but it's catching up to me. And we'll hear tomorrow about what's happening with Frank. A little bit more details. WA2HNQ, Roger, pick it up. KZ2A.
Thank you, Gabe. KZ2A, WA2HNQ, I'm with you. Yes. I'd like to know more and hope it's better. Yes. And so, you know, you're mentioning pain. It brought back to me a little riddle, but I won't give you the riddle because I know we would understand it, but it's a little riddle that rhymes. And what it amounts to is it says, once you go past 40, you get a new pain every morning. But the way that's put in the other language,
It's a rhyming riddle. It's pretty funny to listen to it.
I can't remember all of it, but
I can remember that much. I met the extra 40.
Yeah, every morning, get a new pain.
So I guess you're right.
You got all kinds of pains that they keep coming and going.
And Bill, when you were on before, the rig, first it went down, and then it was breaking up, and then it cleared, then it was breaking up again, then it cleared, and then the next time you came back on, it's been perfect ever since. I can't, those intermittents will drive you nuts. I mean, it's terrible. If it needs to do one thing or the other, you probably put your finger on it, but just intermittent and doing different things at different times, it could put you up a wall. I know what that is, by golly. Oh, well, anyway, you'll find it, that's for sure. I know that. But meanwhile, it's aggravating for you and not for us. It doesn't bother me at all. I just listen to it. But you got the equipment, and you're worried about it, and it's something drives you up a wall. That's true. Okay, good deal. And for that, Billy, let's see. I don't know if I've done a low spell. Oh, yes, I've done a low spell.
Hurry season gets closer.
WA2JKY, WA2HNQ.
WA2HNQ, WA2JKY. Okay, fine business there, Roger. And I did switch your radios on last transmission, so I should have sounded better and steadier. I'm watching the meter over here when I transmit, and all the time it's showing some kind of indication of transmitting. So when I switch radios, I figure if it's in the antenna, I'd still be cutting out. But I'm not cutting out, so I know it's not in the antenna. We're back to the radio again. And I got to get the time. Right now I've been a little bit busy, but I'll get to it. Well, that's what's nice about having a couple of radios here. You throw a switch and you go to another radio, and it's not that urgent, as they say. And let's see, what else do we got here? Yeah, arthritis. I guess we all got our share of arthritis. I got a little in the fingers. I got it definitely in the knees. And Josephine thinks sometimes I get it in the head because I got a hard head. But Josephine, she's upstairs now. So she's away from me. She has to be pain-free. Anyway, yeah, we gotta hope for the best. You know, people do come out of that and bounce back. It's what we hope and pray for Frank there. Look forward to hearing some news tomorrow from Paul. I don't like to call too much because I'm sure they're getting more than enough calls. And thankfully, Paul is closer, and he'll get to see him tomorrow. That'll be great. Let's see what else we have here. Not too much. Looking forward tomorrow. I'm going to go up to Coffee with the guys. After Coffee, I'm going to go up and take my daughter out for lunch. So that's always a good experience. I got two restaurants up there that I really like, and one's an Italian restaurant right down from it, and one's just a little bit further, another place called Mama's Kitchen, and that's got very good food. So we always enjoy that roughly an hour get together with her. Okay, with that, send it over to you, John, WA2DRG, WA2JKY.
Very good, WA2JKY, WA2DRG. Well, during everybody's last transmission, I got a phone call here, and it's one of my wife's girlfriends from down in Albany, and I can't just say, well, Carol's not here, so she winds up bending my ear, so I missed a lot of what was said in this last go-round. But I have one question for the gang. This business about DMR, Delta Mike Radio, and it's a Bridgecom Systems, a hotspot, and the guys are making calls using a little handheld, and it's more than just a repeater. I'm
I'm wondering if anybody is familiar with it and what it's all about.
But there's a guy, I was last night, it was just going through on my iPad, and it popped up, and I started seeing a little bit, and this fellow's in from Oklahoma, and he's visiting this guy who's Bridgecom Systems, and he's got this little device, and he's calling it a hotspot, and the next thing you know, he's sitting in his car before he's leaving to drive back to Oklahoma from you know, some distance away, and he's talking to somebody down in Texas. And whatever. So I'm wondering if you guys are familiar with that, and you could fill me in on it. Other than that, you know, poking along here with this checkbook business. I need to put the Excel program into work here. I've never really used it, but I think it's time for me to learn it and start applying it with my very lackadaisical banking habits here. So over to Sal, K1RGO, WA2DRG.
Okay, WA2DRG and the group K1RGO. Signals are picking up. They sound pretty good here right now, and seems that first started off, they were down a bit. So we're getting some splatter there. Not too bad. I just take in, kick in the IF shift and play with that a little bit. Anyway, DMR, the digital mobile radio. I think that was Motorola the founder of that. But anyway, they have quite a bit here, too. It's all digital. And I guess you can have different links, too. But here it's a little difficult, I guess, or involved to program it. You have to download something or other. I'm not into it. I like the Fusion on my Yaesu. They got D-Star also. But you can get links with any of these repeaters like we do on... Sometimes they'll link it in on some of the locals here, especially during New Year's. Everybody, as the New Year's passes, everybody will have a comment all the way from England all the way through. Okay, there's another nuisance call. And all the way to British Columbia, you know, and everybody will talk to each other or something like that. But, and Excel, yeah, it's good. You make a nice spreadsheet. Boy, I haven't used that in a while. I was making charts and doing all that way back, and I have been kind of lazy. We do have that on the inventory sheet. Everything's done that. My partner's doing all that stuff. And he made all that. We used to have some from TBS software way back in 1990. But this works good for a little micro niche business, so, or a nano, I should say. And I guess I could do this for a while. Anyway, we got all that there, and I got the sheets and my with all components, write all them in, and it figures everything out. The total inventory cost for each one. Yeah, he likes doing that more than me, and I'm just getting lazy here. So I had to go review that manual too when I reprogrammed the HT here. The Fusion's really nice. Not enough people on there. That's why I was really interested when they were talking about it. But that's by Yaesu, and you got D-Star. I think Icom that does that, or is it Kenwood? I think it's Icom. But anyway, it's really good. It's your signal can be way down, and you got crystal clear audio. Now we got on there on the Simplex a little bit and played with that. And I did, Greylock has FSM there, the C4 FM. And I got up there on, not too far from here, up on the left knee, 700 feet high, Sleeping Giant, got on there and had a Fusion contact all the way into Greylock. And another station out near, and I guess through the Burlington repeater, somewhere out in the Adirondacks. I guess he was up on the hill there, but anyway, we used Fusion. It was a blast with it. But I got to get more people on there. You could barely see the bar move. There was a New York City station there on one other hike I did out to Mount Hay Beach. And they were so clear, and you could see the bar was way down. But, you know, that fusion is amazing. Nice. So I guess DMR is similar, and then you have your links, and then you got your, I guess, the hot spot is, I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's one area you can go in, and it's like having a modem or something, and when you go in and you want to kick in with someone's DSL or something, I don't know. But that's all that's what I can tell you about that. It's fairly popular here. So we still got the analog, and I just take it hiking. I'm not really that serious on that. I used to be into the VHF horizontal mode and the tropo, but I'm not now. I don't know. I like 160 now, and at 6:30 if they ever get anybody on it, and the other bands too. And happen to go through the QRZ logbook there and didn't realize I had so many people waiting for me to QSL back, so I took a while to get through it. I had so many of them in there, and put a bunch of them in there, and there's a bunch of DX I didn't even realize that in there, like 22 countries and some exotic 7X4s and stuff like that. I didn't even realize. A lot on CW, sideband, whatever. 40's mainly a lot of stuff on 40. Anyway, that's it. I'm still holding the candle. W2FT and the group, Kevin RGO.
Okay, very good, Sal. K1RGO, W2FT. And fine on everything there. DMR, that's like Sal was saying. As far as I know, I'm not on it, but I have a lot of friends that do use it. And then they wonder why nobody's on any of them. The analog repeater, the radios, any HT can get on air and talk locally, and they do have IRLP and so on and so forth that you can use on regular analog. The majority has radios for that, but when you go to these other systems like DMR, that's Motorola based, and of course D-Star is ICOM based, and System Fusion is Yaesu, so you need that kind of radio. They can only talk to Yaesus, or you can. Now they do make a radio now, I think, that came out. Kenwood might do DMR and maybe another one, I'm not sure, but I'm not that much into it. But now, in order to get on these systems, and yes, they do link to all digital, and it does, depending on the different the links and so on, you can talk anywhere, with them, as long as they're on the same system with the same manufactured radio, da-da-da-da-da. And then they wonder why there's nobody on the analog, the regular repeaters, and combine that with the cell phones and the Texan and everything else, and there's an answer for you. How about that? Okay, this is W2FT. Net control for the 7 to 9. Net, do we have any check-ins? Please call. Okay, nothing heard. Let's take it from the top. KZ2A, W2FT.
W2FT. This is KZ2A. Well, I'm not familiar with any of these fancy things. I spend all my money on the KZ101 MD, and no more money left. Speaking of Excel, well, I used to be pretty good on that. I still have it on the computer. We're compiling test results and graphs and everything else. I haven't used them for 4 or 5 years or so. I guess it's time to relearn it again.
W2HNQ, Roger, pick it up, AZ2H.
Very good, Dave. I guess I'm with you. This is W2HNQ. I get to the point where all this new stuff coming out is Greek to me. I just look at it and say, oh, well, that's a nice innovation. Someday we'll look into it. But I don't know if that day will ever come. The days are getting shorter. Hi. That's for sure. But I still putter with the old stuff. I'm still puttering with the old broadcast radios. They go back into the 20s and 30s. But I enjoy working on those old clunkers. It's a lot of fun. And when you get them working, it's amazing what they can do. You know, I've got a Zenith here now that I've been working on for quite a while. I just didn't get back to it. It's got long distance and short distance knob on it, so you get the height of it. It's like an attenuator, of course. And it's got a special tone control. It's got the AM and short wave, not FM yet. And it's a motorized dial. It's geared way down. So if you want to go to the other end of the band, you just push this button and the dial, the motor takes it right around and you stop close to it, and then you go to the rest of the way manual. It's amazing, a little thing. And it's got a 12-inch, a little better speaker. And you should hear the tone on that speaker. I put it on something else to check it, and wow, it's a boomer, that's for sure. Yeah, I hooked it up to the SP600 once. And wow, what a speaker. It really is beautiful fidelity. Yeah, and some speakers are very, very curious. You've got a cone, and then from the cone there's a wire that comes back to an arm, and the arm is on like a relay, and the magnet makes that little arm go back and forth. But I don't think that's much for the fidelity, but it's curious the way it's made, and it works. So I'm having fun, let's put it that way, on the old stuff. So with that, WA2JKY, WA2HNQ.
WA2HNQ with the group, WA2JKY returning. Okay, fine there, Rogers. And, you know, you listen to some of them old radios, which I get to hear every once in a blue moon. I'll be somewhere and someone will be playing one, and they really have nice sound to them. The old radios had very nice quality sound to them. A lot of fun to listen to. And, here on that DMR and Fusion and what have you, they sell a lot of radios with it today. The only problem is, as I think Sal may have said, there is a big learning curve in programming them, so you don't just pick them up, put the frequency in, and then you're ready to go. Much more complicated. You have to get yourself a number through the DMR or whoever you're going through that's the number you're assigned, so when you go on frequency, the digital recognizes you. The thing you got to remember, if you're going to go out and invest in them, there's not many people on them. You can read on this. You read the manufacturers, they'll tell you it's the latest, the greatest. Everybody's enjoying it. The number of people on them is very, very small. So it is growing. It is growing, but it's no big deal. I used to use the IRLP, which is analog, through the repeaters, but the same principle. It still goes into a computer, only it's not digital. Well, it is digital if it's under a computer, but you know what I'm saying, guys. It's analog. I used to talk to my son up on the border there, up by Plattsburgh, every afternoon when he'd leave work. If he got off on time, I'd be sitting in the kitchen having a cup of coffee, and he'd give me a call, and it was just like you're sitting right next to me talking, and I talked to him when he drove up into Canada a few times. It's really, really a lot of fun and very interesting. It worked out very good for me when he was working up there on the border. So you don't have to get a fancy radio to do that. Just look around, see which repeaters have IRLP in your neighborhood and you're in. And people come in from all over. I've talked to people from Australia, from Canada, from Vancouver, from different places in the States. They just they tune in to the node you're on, and bingo. Once they tune in, they hear you in there, they give you a call, and that's where the guy is. And the bad thing about the other digital modes is none of them can talk to one another. As Harry said, If whatever system you're on, that's it. They have come out with a radio or two that works both systems, but they don't talk to one another. Do you have to go particular type of transmission in order to work that particular? To work fusion, you have to go to the fusion side. To work DMR, you got to go to the DMR. So it's unless they get them all talking to one another, which hopefully someday they'll do, it's kind of crazy. That really breaks up in the small pockets the number of people that you can work. And that's my life story, and that's what little I know. I used to just enjoy the IRLP, talking to my son up there in Plattsburgh. I'd be talking to him on 440. He'd be up there picking me up on 2 meters, and that repeater was linked into the system, and it didn't matter what band you were on. You just talk to one another. Let's see, what else have we got here? Nothing exciting. The signals are coming in very well. I'm copying everybody okay on the regular radio, and that's a good thing. I've noticed that when the band starts, the signals are a little shaky, a little down, but you can kind of hear everybody. Then 15 to 20 minutes, you're back in business, and everybody sounds great. So with that, I'll turn it over to John, WA2CRG, WA2JKY.
There you go, WA2JKY, WA2DRG. Very good. Well, thanks for the rundown. I've kind of half paid attention to it. I hear guys talk about D-Star, IRLP, now DMR and all that. So what is all this stuff?
I guess they think it's modern technology and all these modes, you know, stuff from FSK and CSK and all of that. You know, I messed around a little bit with it, but I don't find it, with the computer, I don't find it very interesting to speak about, other than that it works at a very low power and it gets through under conditions that are not always favorable. But anyway, listen, I got a phone call here. I got to get going, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you all. Have a great rest of the afternoon, a good evening, and we keep on our good thoughts and prayers for Frank, and hopefully I can join tomorrow and hear a little bit more from Paul, and hopefully we're going to get some more